the thing. Most of us are chronically online, including myself. It's hard not to be these days, but studies have shown just how taxing a digital existence can be. Luckily for the folks in Northwest Ohio, there is an ever-present outlet for escaping the pull of our curated algorithms, our metro parks. I'm Erin Holden, editor-in-chief of the Toledo Free Press. Each week, I'll be shadowing a different person at various metro parks to see how they are taking advantage of our expansive park system. Whether you are a runner, bird watcher, fisherman, or a mom who just wants your kid to get some fresh air and exercise at the playground, our parks really present infinite possibilities for outdoor experiences. And that's what I'll be doing on this podcast, exploring those possibilities with local folks like you who use Metro Parks Toledo in your day-to-day lives. Because if you want to get away from your screens and back to nature, Toledo's public spaces really do make that a walk in the park. The whole concept of our show centers around the benefits of going outside. It's undoubtedly great for both your physical and mental health, but did you know that doctors are actually prescribing visits to our metro parks? The program is called Nature RX, a collaboration between Metro Parks Toledo and Mercy Health, and it suggests that, through evidence-based research, time outside can improve your mood and sleep, reduce stress, and generally make you feel more well. I was fascinated by the idea of a park prescription, so I sat down with one of the physicians who is involved in this emerging program, Dr. Megan Craner. We met at my favorite of all the metro parks, Farnsworth, to talk about how time outside can help anyone feel a greater sense of well-being. We sat outside of a shelter overlooking the Maumee River, an idyllic scene. Dr. Megan Craner, thank you for joining me here at Farnsworth Metro Park today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much. And can you tell me a little bit about where you work and what you do?
Sure. I work for Mercy Family Medicine Residency in Perrysburg. I am the program director. And so basically we have residents, they have just graduated from medical school and we are training them to be family physicians. So they're with us for 3 years. Mm-hmm. We actively see patients. Each of our residents has a patient panel, as well as myself and all of our faculty have patient panels as well. So we are a little bit more into education as a family doctor rather than just seeing patients, which is really fun. We also have a full-time pharmacist at our office, as well as a social worker and a behavioral scientist who does a lot of counseling for our patients as well, as well as helping our residents to learn how to manage active, like suicidal patients and that kind of thing too, mental health.
So it's educational, and it also sounds like a one-stop shop for a lot of preventative care.
Yes,
so
that's absolutely.
Great. Okay. And how long have you been a family medicine physician?
For 12 years. Mm-hmm. I have graduated residency in 2017, and I have been an attending physician for 9 years.
And over the years, have you seen changes in patients' relationship to going outdoors? Is that something that comes up much during visits, possibly?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, it used to just be patients that felt like they lived in kind of a unsafe area that would tell you that they didn't want to go outside and spend time outside, that they felt like it wasn't safe. But it continues to expand, that people just feel like they don't have time to get outside, and that safety has like continued to expand. So 100%, I feel like that's continued to change, and not necessarily for the better.
Right, and I can imagine, I think people work from home more than ever since COVID.
Yes.
I work from home a good bit more than I used to years ago, and I realize sometimes at the end of the day, wow, I did not go outside today. And then I walk outside and I feel, I'm like, where is this stress coming from? And it's like, oh, I have not seen the sun. I
Absolutely.
Need to go outside.
Absolutely, yeah, especially in those winter months.
Yeah, so tell me, what is the impact of that? I mean, it's not just a mental thing, it's physiological. Like, what are the benefits of getting outside for your health?
Yeah, so like humans need at least 15 minutes really in the sun each day to help produce our own vitamin D. So it's really important. I mean, plus spending time in nature, like out in the trails or just walking outside, helps to improve mental health quite a bit.
This really resonated with me. When I've been outside for just a short while, even if I'm just out watering my garden for a bit after being indoors on my laptop for hours, I feel this alleviation of stress that always takes me by surprise. Sometimes that's all it takes. And is Farnsworth a park that you visit often? It's one of my favorites. I'm really excited to hear. I mean, look at this view.
It is great. Yeah. So this one is a little bit further from my house. So Wildwood is one that I go to like more frequently. Mm-hmm. And it's a favorite just because it's close to me. It's easy to get to. I'm a runner, so it connects to the bike path for us. So it's really easy to run there on the bike trail. It has a pretty great playground for my daughter.
Oh yeah,
to
that
play.
Is a good playground. I take my son there a good bit.
That playground has evolved like so much since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I remember like kind of like, burning myself on like the
slides and stuff. Yeah,
the, like burning your butt on the way down.
It has good shade.
Yeah, right.
It does.
And it has evolved so much over time. Like she'll sometimes say that the slide is hot, but I'm like, you have no idea, kiddo.
Right. Back in my day, yeah, I know.
So their playground there is absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm, and then Oak Openings is actually my other favorite. It's just a little bit further away, harder to get to. But we especially like going out to like the coffee shop that's there. And then they have a little playground that's there mm-hmm. as well. So I get coffee, my husband gets beer, and my kid gets to play on the playground.
Yeah, so that's a good time for
it's
everyone.
It's also fun. Yeah.
So this park, I love that it has such a long trail. I mean, it's great for getting exercise in, and they also have a very cute playground that my son, who's five, enjoys. So it's like, this is a good spot for us as well. Now, going back to just thinking about modern life and how things have changed for us in terms of going outside more frequently, less frequently now, are there any particular elements of modern life that are bringing us down, and how does nature combat that? I mean, it's not just the actual staying inside that I'm talking about. I'm talking about we're on our phones a lot. We're in front of screens so much of the day. What are some things that you find to be problematic that you think we need to work on?
I think, for one thing, we have so much more anxiety and depression and mental health issues. And I think some of that may have been brought on by COVID. You know, like we said, the shift to like working at home, maybe not interacting with people physically so much anymore. Mm-hmm. Plus, I think that there's a lot of anxiety and depression that even just spurs from being on our phone so much and like seeing all those different pieces coming in social media and what people are doing. And, you know, there's this portrayal that on social media people are only showing the good things.
Yeah.
And so then people kind of react to that negatively of like, well, I don't do that. And, you know, it kind of puts them in more like a depressed mood or feeling more anxious. And so I think that that's why it's really important for people to get out into nature, to have that ability to kind of not even necessarily meditate, but just being outdoors and looking around and like having a minute to like not think about what else is going on in the world
is grounded.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Yes. From what I understand, the amount that we take in just scrolling on our phone, our brains are not really wired to take in that much information. And it's the most that we've ever had to take in human history. So what can you say about that? Like the amount that we see, just the bandwidth of the human brain.
Yeah, so for one thing, I will totally agree with that. And then I recently saw that, I guess, children and like our new generations are processing so much faster that we've never had a generation with so much information thrown at them at an amount of time. And, you know, kids are on pads and phones and all that kind of stuff, my child included, so much more than, I mean, I'm sure we were. And so I think it's even important for kids to be like getting out to like play on playgrounds and run on trails and kind of have a chance to do other things other than just like being on devices, basically.
The screen factor for kids growing up today is very troubling to me. At age 5, my son is noticeably more agitated when he has too much screen time, though my husband and I do try to keep that screen time within the recommended limits. I can also very much tell when we need to have time outside. It's so important for kids. And what do you think it is about nature that makes you stop and kind of get away from all that?
Yeah.
What are the aspects of it?
So I think one thing is, I mean, look at this day. It's like, it's pretty beautiful right now. Like, it's a little bit breezy. The trees are like swaying. I mean, I think it's just having a chance to like look around and looking for that animal, like the little duck that's in the water, right, or like the rabbit that's hopping across, or what is that chickmunk doing? Yeah. And it just takes our minds off of all that other input that we've been getting constantly all day long and gives us a chance to look around otherwise.
Yes.
I mean, personally, as a runner, I mean, that's what I use my time for. Like, I would struggle in life if I didn't get to run outside on a daily basis.
Mental health, right?
Yes,
we had a running episode and we heard the same exact thing, that it really clears your mind.
It's so good for your mental health. Yes, it does. Yeah. And you know, is it just the act of running, or is that like running outside?
Yeah. Probably a combination of both is what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was telling our team just before you arrived, I was waiting here for everyone and a chipmunk scurried past me. I was watching a squirrel and some birds at the feeder, and I was just like, oh my gosh, I feel so at peace. I had sort of, you know, you scramble at the start of your day to like make sure you have everything together. And then I got here and I was just like, oh, you know, can breathe. So can you tell me a little bit about the program Nature RX and how you can actually prescribe time in nature as healthcare?
Sure. So Metro Parks have made us little prescriptions that we are able to fill out and give to our patients. So one of the things that we can do for patients is we'll say 15 minutes of nature three times a week. And that's a pretty good place for people who haven't really been doing a whole lot of movement to kind of start with. And so that's a good way for patients to get out, get them to a place where they can be outside. And maybe once they're there for a little bit, they want to spend a little bit more time there, whether that's doing some bird watching, or it's walking a paved trail, or walking on more of a dirt trail, or kayaking. There's like so many things that we can do once we actually get outside. So starting with that 15 minutes can change people.
And this is a new program.
It
so
is.
Have you worked with any patients doing this yet, or how is it unveiling right now?
Sure. So for right now, our office is doing it to get people kind of started. It kind of has to be like a patient who's like willing to try something new and get out of their comfort zone a little bit. As I'm sure you know, people are all about like weight loss medications right now.
Quick fixes.
Exactly.
And not in a judgmental way, but that's just the way things are right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm all for that. But the other piece is that we have to get people exercising and getting lifestyle modifications going with those medicines to make sure that they're getting the most benefit from them. And they need to kind of sustain their muscular health as well. Otherwise, they might be losing weight in the wrong places.
I have witnessed some of what Dr. Craner is referring to here. Many people taking weight loss medications have a hard time knowing how to stay well aside from the weight loss, which can lead to muscle loss or weight gain after the individual stops the medication. Knowing how to take care of yourself is the most foundational thing. And what would you say is the ideal dose of, you know, time spent in nature per week?
So I generally would say at least that 15 minutes a day for 7 days a week.
Okay.
And that's just for like the sun and getting in vitamin D and just for that component alone. But the longer we can spend in nature, the better.
The better. There's not going to be too much, for sure.
No, I don't think so.
And what kinds of conditions or patients benefit most from spending time in the parks?
Oh, all of our patients.
Yeah, I'm sure.
From pediatric through our geriatric population, I think everyone can benefit from spending time in nature. Even if it's walking with a walker cane on a paved trail for 10 minutes, 5 minutes out and 5 minutes back, whether it's a kid playing on a playground or running through a trail with their family, anything can really be benefited by being outside for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone can benefit from it. Are there particular conditions though that lend itself to, I'm thinking like maybe someone who's suffering from depression or something like that. Is there anything you can think of that you find it to be an especially good benefit for those patients?
Anxiety, depression, I think anybody who is looking to lose weight, I think that kids, just because there's so much time in school or daycare and being at home and, like we've talked about, like on games and pads and all that kind of thing, that kids getting out is really important as well. Anybody who has maybe like heart disease, as well as like asthma, all of those things where we can kind of get outside a little bit. Maybe that means like using your inhaler before you go outside, but I think any kind of condition can really be beneficial outside.
And you mentioned, you know, some people, it's difficult for them to get out and maybe exercise because they feel self-conscious. What are some ways that people can move past that to really enjoy the parks and not worry about what people are thinking about they're doing? Like, let's say for me, we did an episode where I was running and I hadn't gone for a run in a very long time. You know, it can be a little bit intimidating sometimes to get out and do these things. Do you have any advice for people who worry about that?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I would say is nobody's paying any attention to you.
Yes, that is a good thing to remember.
For the most part, we're all in our own thoughts and in our own worlds that we don't even notice you. So
yeah, right.
Whatever it takes, get out there. And you know what? People in the metro parks, we're all friendly. Everyone's gonna say hi,
so
wave, encourage you for being out there. I mean, as a runner, I'm always saying hi to everybody I pass. And I feel like it's the same coming right back.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just
that's always
get
been
out
my
there.
Experience. It's just, yeah.
Nobody cares.
People are happier when they're out here. So it's,
yes.
You do get that vibe when you're interacting with people in the parks. Are there barriers that prevent people from accessing nature, and how can they overcome them? You mentioned a little bit like paved paths versus the more natural paths. Everyone has different abilities, so talk more about that.
So for one thing, I think that our Metro Park system is really great with their mission to have a Metro Park within proximity of every Lucas County individual. Mm-hmm. Having access in that particular way already helps to decrease some of the difficulties with access. But then once you're out at a Metro Park, I think it's just kind of deciding like where you'd like to start. Whether if you have difficulty with walking, maybe walking on a paved path is a better idea. So starting with a paved trail. Mm-hmm. Wildwood, for example, has the brown path that's paved all the way around.
Right.
So it's an easy one to hop into. Oak Openings has something similar where there's a paved trail that kind of will circle around as well. But then if you're out to and ready to experience like a little bit more, there are all kinds of dirt paths and grass paths and all those kinds of things out there. Mm-hmm. And those are just paths. I mean, if you're not interested in walking, try kayaking. There are a couple of places, a couple of metro parks where you can rent a kayak.
Yeah, and they have
and,
the launches.
Yeah, and you can go right out and spend some time like out on the water. And so that's a really cool access point as well.
Can time in nature ever replace medication in some cases?
I think it depends on the kind of medication that you're looking to replace. I think for some people, especially with anxiety and depression, if they're out and taking time in nature pretty seriously, I think perhaps medications for anxiety and depression may be able to be weaned off if the patient can really be consistent with their time in nature and using it kind of as a meditative stress reduction sort of process. Mm-hmm. For other conditions like heart disease or high blood pressure, probably not going to be able to get off of medication, but I've also been wrong. You know, if patients are with high blood pressure are out and they are walking and spending time outside, moving, any kind of movement, and they're getting in regular exercise, that can bring down their blood pressure and perhaps maybe.
Yeah, that's amazing. And if someone listening today wants to try Nature RX, what's the simplest first step they can take to becoming more healthy and trying out this program? What would the steps be?
Well, they should contact their primary care doctor about getting a prescription set up. Or if they have been told to get out and exercise, take yourself outside. Just take yourself to a metro park. Just get out of the car.
Yeah.
Walk to the bathroom. You know, just walk to the bathroom. Just
right.
Be. And maybe you'll spend a little bit longer. Because mm-hmm. How can you turn down, like, the beauty of the metro parks?
I know. All right, well, thank you so much. It's been great talking with you.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good day. We asked Farnsworth Metro Park visitors about how going outside and enjoying the parks has impacted their well-being. John Tilton was the first visitor we spoke with, and he had a perfect example to share.
Tell me a little bit about your visits to the metro parks, and do they help you live a healthy lifestyle?
I believe they do. I have a couple chronic issues, and so my wife and I tend to be pretty active. And at least during nice weather, we're usually here at least twice a week, either walking or riding our bike or something else like that.
Okay.
So I really do believe that it helps us live a longer, healthier life.
And so Farnsworth is the park that you visit most
primarily,
frequently?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And what is it that you enjoy most about being in this park?
Being able just to walk along the river, mm-hmm. and the fact that you can adjust depending on the day how far you want to go or how short you want to go. Mm-hmm. That's what I really like, because I mean, in theory, you can go all the way to Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
I've never done that, but
I know, but it's good to know that you could.
But you can,
yeah.
Know that to know that you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Denise Zephyr spoke to us about how she gets her cardio in at Farnsworth.
So Denise, does going to the Metro Parks help you live a healthy lifestyle?
Oh, sure. I've been doing the Metro Parks for quite a while. Particularly, I used to do Wildwood because my youngest went to Notre Dame Academy. And so when I would go up for events, I would do Wildwood. So I've been doing the parks since like late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, wow.
And so,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you go to Farnsworth Metro Park pretty frequently?
Oh, I live in Bowling Green. So now that I don't go up there as often, I almost always come to Farnsworth.
Mm-hmm.
So I bike to Grand Rapids, uh-huh. as well as volunteer, and we do a 2-hour volunteer, but this is the one I usually come to.
Yeah, all right. And can you tell me more about your routine in the Metro Parks that helps you stay healthy?
I like to bike the most. So I was, during COVID, I started the biking, and I would bike to Grand Rapids and back once a week. It's not so much now, but my goal is to get back to doing the once a week. Since I'm in Bowling Green, I would do the Slippery Elm Trail down there, but they're renovating that, so
okay.
I do this one.
Yeah, yeah.
This is 9 miles to and 9 miles back, so it's an 18 mile.
Nice.
Angie Westenkirchner brought her dog, Jack, to the park, another fun way to have a little company while out in nature. I loved getting to spend a bit of time with him, too.
So you're here with your buddy, Jack, here. You said he's 2 years old, and what breed is he?
He's a Labradoodle.
So I just wanted to ask you a few questions. Does going to the Metro Parks help you live a healthy lifestyle?
Yes.
Okay, and how
yes.
so?
Well, I'm type 2 diabetic, and I've been for years, but I usually walk, I paddleboard, but I paddleboard, I live on a lake. Mm-hmm. So, but it just helps keep my weight down, keeps mm-hmm. my energy level up, and it helps me train Jack.
Yeah, yeah. So do you go to Farnsworth pretty regularly as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I live in White House, so it's like a quick drive. So it's very easy, accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the trails are not always clean, open.
Yeah.
Everybody's friendly,
yeah.
safe. So
it's this a beautiful spot.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. It's right on the river. Nice views. So,
well, thank you. It was nice to meet you, and it's nice to meet Jack here. He seems like he's enjoying the day too.
Yes, he loves it here.
Mary Lynn Posniak was our final interview for the day, and she weighed in on how the park keeps her present and appreciative of nature.
All right. So, Mary Lynn, how does going to the Metro Parks help you maintain a healthy lifestyle?
Well, I always enjoy being here, and there's something about just being in the woods and taking in the trees and the flowers and butterflies that just makes me calm,
mm-hmm.
I'd
yeah.
say.
Yeah, so it's calm and kind of meditative.
Yes.
It's funny, as you were talking, it's like the sun made an appearance through the clouds, so it's like kind of perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that other people say that too, that it's very meditative for them and it's very calming.
Yes.
So good for your mental health.
Yes.
And what's your routine when you go, and which parks do you visit the most?
I visit several of them, and as a matter of fact, during COVID, a couple friends and I used going to the parks as a nice way to be able to be together and not be too close and things like that. So I've certainly visited all of them, but now I volunteer with the parks and probably Farnsworth more than the others, but also Sidecut and Swan Creek.
My takeaway from this visit to Farnsworth? A good many of our modern ailments can be alleviated by going outside. If you're feeling stressed, overworked, or depressed, there is clear evidence that being outside for just 15 minutes can make a difference in how you feel. And then there are the physical benefits, biking, walking, going for a run. It's no wonder that there's a program in our area that involves an actual prescription for nature. I'd like to thank Dr. Megan Craner for joining me on today's episode, along with the many park visitors at Farnsworth who shared their experiences with me. Thanks as well to our production team, M.R. Herner and Chris Pfeiffer, and a special thanks to Scott Carpenter of Metro Parks Toledo. A Walk in the Park With is a collaboration between Metro Parks Toledo and WGTE Public Media. You can find our episodes at wgte.org/walkinthepark or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your host and producer, Erin Holden. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you next time.